Welcome to CLTL, I'm Valerie. In our previous episodes of Shanghai Part 1, we were speaking to Mr. Wei Chuan, a born and bred Shanghainese, as well as Mr. Murray, born from Australia. We were talking about the structure of a shukuman. If you didn't know, shukuman is the traditional housing found in Shanghai. Today, we are talking about the lifestyle and what the life is like in a shukuman. Wei Chuan, where can we find the shukuman buildings?
You can go Xingtiandi.
Xingtiandi.
Yeah, Xingtiandi, a well-known Shanghai urban tourist attraction. Yeah.
So what else is in this Xingtiandi? Because right now they've developed it and it's been quite some time since 1949, you know?
Yeah. You can find modern facility like a restaurant, a bar. It features recreation facilities inside.
They don't change the outside of it. Why is that?
Yeah, they only change the inside, renovate the inside. So, okay, it's more comfortable for people to spend their time.
So when they had to redevelop this place, they had to install toilets and lavatories and all that. So that means before then, there were no such thing as proper facilities like sewage and drainage.
Sure.
What did the families and people do? Because we heard that in the morning the wives would wake up just to clean up the, places and all that.
This shukuman is built long ago. Most of the shukuman have 50 years history. So at that time, there's no such sanitation facility inside the house. Normally, they need to lay out the buckets at a specified spot to wait the cleaner to collect. They have to wash it every day. And it's not fun for people. So some families will share one Ayi, Auntie, to do this special clean job for them.
So they worked on a system, even back then, when they didn't have a head of the household along shukuman houses. They actually had they actually worked all together in a community, is that right?
Yeah, correct.
So what is life like now in the shukumans? What are the changes?
Previously, it's only one family. Now, a few families share the same shukuman house. It's very crowded.
So there's a lack of privacy, isn't there?
Yeah, there's no privacy in the shukuman. So everybody knows each other. But also there's it's a good because if you feel sick, if you need help, you can immediately get help from others. That is one good point that I can point out.
Okay, who owns the house?
Previously, it's owned by the private. Now it's all belong to government, so it's considered it's a public house.
Yeah. Okay, so if you've got three families living in the same house, who is the boss?
Or who pays for rent?
No, if they take the same space, they equally paid the rent, but it's very low. You can just ignore because in the socialist system, everybody enjoy the benefit from the system. So they just pay a very little, but you see that the condition is not very nice. And now it's because there's no such convenient facility to be used. So most of people like to move out. And this house has been demolished during the city-wide modernization process, especially since from 1990s, which Shanghai is officially open for development. You'll find there were less and less this building in Shanghai.
Let's talk about Shanghai people. I've heard that Shanghai men wear makeup. Is that true?
Yeah. Look at the shukuman, you can find the outside is very beautiful, very big door, and same thing, it's can be happen to people. Because Shanghai men, they focus on face,
So there's a pride, right?
They consider the face is very important. So some Shanghai men will also like women, like lady, they make up every day. Yeah, It's true.
So, are you wearing makeup now?
No.
Oh, so you're that beautiful normally, are you?
I heard, okay. And I have some friends, they make up every day.
Some people say that Shanghai people are clever. Can you tell me some more about that?
It depends, okay. For me, I don't think I'm a clever person, okay. But some Shanghainese is very clever, or you can call there is a canny and haggle over every ounce. It's a much, okay, deeply influenced, okay, by the Sukumon structure. Because Sukumon structure is very small, very narrow. So you're walking in this such narrow space, you have to, okay, carefully deal with each other.
So you mustn't step on anyone's toes because you live in such a small community,
yeah,
right?
Sure. Yeah.
So that was our part 2 of 3 in our study of Shanghai in Xiaoqiao. That was the life of Sukumon, and we'd like to thank our two guests, Mr. Murray Bourne as well as Mr. Wei Chuan, for joining us. To our listeners, stick around because we've got part 3 where we'll find out more about Shanghai, such as the language, the skyline, shopping, and the places to visit while you're there. There's so much more, so stick around.